Cabinet Office Minister David Lington says the changes would strengthen and improve the withdrawal deal. He said the legally binding commitments should require Brussels not to, quote, trap London into the Irish backstop indefinitely. Meanwhile, the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker and British Prime Minister Theresa May held a joint news conference in France after their latest Brexit talks. EU officials had earlier said that a joint presser would only be held if there was solid progress in the stalled talks. The EU's chief Brexit negotiator has also said that the bloc is still committed to the Brexit deadline scheduled for March 29th. To discuss that more, we're joined by investigative journalist Tony Gosling. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us on Press TV's World News. Now, this was quite an interesting turn of event, quite unexpected, I should say, considering the timetable of the Brexit. How do you think Theresa May achieved this kind of agreement, and how would it help her win the Parliament's vote?
Well, I will forgive your listeners if they're getting a bit bored hearing about Brexit. Many people in Britain are getting bored. But the reason that this is such an important event coming up at the end of this month, or at least that's when it's supposed to be happening, is that it's reversing 50 years of history in Europe, of all the countries coming together, apparently a great queue of countries wanting to join the wonderful Brussels European Union. Actually, the reality is the opposite of that. There are more countries where the population is now a majority to leave the EU than there are wanting to join. So the Brussels establishment is facing a massive crisis. Is this going to be a United States of Europe, or is it all starting to fall apart like a house of cards, which is why Brexit is so key to, really, it's one of the, it's totally unprecedented. But look, the Commons, the House of Commons already voted to leave on the 29th of March, nearly 2 years ago. That's what they decided after the referendum, that would be the date that we would leave. And the Commons voted to do that. So this idea of having a meaningful vote, there are question marks over just to what extent members of Parliament, that is elected Parliament, are actually able to really change that. Tomorrow there is what they call one of the final, if not the final, meaningful votes. Well, they keep calling it meaningful, but how meaningful is it really? Is it meaningful? Is it really going to change anything? Because the government has already decided when it's going to leave, and the government effectively is in charge of renegotiating all treaties. So the likelihood is, I mean, we've heard there's been some changes. I was expecting some announcement this evening or tomorrow morning saying that Theresa May has had a breakthrough. But the thing is, I haven't had a chance, nobody's really had a chance yet to look at the detail of this. So we need to see, is there any real guarantee that Britain in the part of the Northern Ireland is not going to have to, or is going to have to remain within part of the European Union through the whole backstop arrangement with the border in Northern Ireland. So is this finished or is it still going? That's what we need to know. And that will determine tomorrow's vote. To be honest with you, I don't think Theresa May has the majority in order to win tomorrow. So that means that they'll be kicking the can down the road again. She'll have another problem. And to be honest, her own leadership as the Prime Minister is really at question, because she's just failed to get support time and time and time again now for this deal, which looks as if it's dead unless she's got some real changes. And I'm sure the MPs in Parliament and the parties will be looking very closely at that tonight.
What are the other steps that will be taken in case Ms. May is not able to gain enough votes for her Brexit deal?
Well, that's the most likely option. You're quite right. And on Thursday, there'll be something called the extension request. That is to say, there'll be a vote to decide whether there's a request to Brussels to extend Article 50. In other words, to have another few months to negotiate. But to be honest, we've already had several months of negotiations. I can't see what difference another 3 months would make. And I'd be surprised if the parliamentarians voted for that. But the thing is, they may do, because they seem to want, some of them seem to want, many of them, including Labour, the opposition, to just kick this can down the road. The opposition are backing a delay. So Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party are backing a delay, that is to extend Article 50. So that may well be, they may win with that on Thursday. And I think really what we're looking at here is we've got an oligarchy, very powerful elite right across Europe, not just here in Britain. The majority of are on the continent, but there are many of their friends here in Britain who are desperate to reverse Brexit. And that oligarchy is reflected in Parliament, which is a great pity. It's been a big revelation, I think, all of the politics in Britain particularly over the last 6 months. It's reflected in Parliament, that oligarchy, and it's become the Parliament versus the people. So Parliament doesn't want to leave the EU, and the people have voted to leave the EU. So it's been really revealing about how much democracy we really have here in Britain. There's a lot of talk about it and a lot of focus on our parliamentarians, but do they really represent the views of ordinary British people that voted to leave? They didn't vote for a deal, they just voted to leave. So the vote that was had 2 years ago, 2016, was really to leave, even if it's without a deal, on the 29th of March. But most of the parliamentarians, I think, want to delay that and delay that. Now, the people don't want to do that because we want a decision. We don't want any more long nights of news, head-scratching, and delays and delays. We just want it out of the way, and we want to be able to get on with our lives. The parties, I think it's proved now, a large proportion of those MPs, and to a certain extent the main political parties, are controlled by other interests, big financial interests, the City of London, international interests, people who like to move their money around the world. The globalists are, it seems, much more powerful in our parliament and in our decision-making process than we ever realised. And that has been really shown here in this whole Brexit process. So I still think we may well leave on the 29th of March, and only tomorrow will tell. I think that obviously there's a lot of spin from the Prime Minister trying to keep her job, saying, I can get this deal through tomorrow. But to be honest, I don't think she can.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tony Gosselin, investigative journalist, joining us live from Bristol with, of course, his elaborations regarding the recent developments regarding the Brexit deal.